Well, good evening, AudioBoo World, from a very, very wet Richmond in southwest London. You might be able to hear just about the rain pouring down outside. At least, though, we haven't got it as bad over here as some of our AudioBoo friends over on the other side of the Atlantic are about to get it. Thoughts are definitely with them, and hope that that things work out okay over the coming week. As the remnants of the hurricane that's been going through the Caribbean goes up the east coast of the US. Fingers crossed for you all. Funny sort of day today. I think after 2.5 years of using AudioBoo, and a week then of not using it much last week, I've become so addicted to it today. I find I'm now going back and forth between the direct messaging bit and the people that I follow. Whilst I'm listening to a load of followed ones then and replying to those, then a load of other ones will pop up on the other side. And I got back from Waitrose at 5:20 this evening. It's now coming up for about 8:20, and I'm still sitting on the sofa with a shopping bag next to me. Which is not a bad thing. Not a good thing, even. Not a good thing. But it's been so interesting. I did my sort of Sunday review thing this morning, which I might try and do more often, actually. Sort of the equivalent of a review of the papers, listening to some interesting boos and talking about them. And I think actually that's where the AudioBoo community really goes into its own. That when we start commenting on each other's boos, and I know many already do this, it's nothing new, but we're almost reviewing, critiquing them, talking about how they've made us think about one thing or another. And I think that's a really interesting use of AudioBoo. So I did that one, and then I've been talking to a few people by direct message. And then some other, I've been discovering new people, discovering the Braille Snail, who has produced an enormous number of boos in the short time that she's been using AudioBoo, which is very impressive indeed. I hope she keeps it up. There's some really interesting stuff there, some really diverse subjects, some diverse styles of recording, makes for really, really interesting listening. Been listening to, I listened to some of VI Podcasting's boos, and I've forgotten her name now, it's Salwa, I think. I can't remember her actual first name. Sorry, that's terrible. It's my memory. Funnily enough, it's my memory. You'd never think it, would you? Oh, I'm going to sit up. I was just sort of lounging on the sofa there. I think it's probably doggy feeding time. I'm going to put off doggy spending time because it just sounds so wet and horrid out there. Vans, where are you? Oh, hello. You look very enthusiastic. Big waggy tail. Come here. Yes, 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 yes. So then, big doggy, come here. When I say come here, he always comes and gives me his bottom. Would you sit for me, please? Yeah? Good boy. Wait. So, he's giving me his right paw here. Big yawn. Houndy, just a little whisper in your ear. Hang on, I haven't said the magic word yet. I haven't said the magic word. Just sit there. Would you like... He's licking his lips. Your dinner. Yes? Yes? He says, yes, please. He's going around in a big circle. He's now going off towards the kitchen. His tail is wagging around in circles. Come on, then. Come on, let's get your dinner, then, shall we? So I'm going to record this partly because at least one person this evening wondered whether I was just going to fall asleep on the sofa or whether Vance would actually get his dinner. So I just want to demonstrate that Vance is getting his dinner. Whether I get my dinner is another thing, but Vance is getting his. So we have one scooped can full of dry things. For those, since I have new followers who don't know, I use Vance Royal Canin Energy 4800, which is a sort of professional dog training, professional dog food with loads of calories and lots of fat, which I'm sure is brilliant. Oh, I'm sorry. Which I'm sure is brilliant for him. Actually, it seems to keep him in good condition. He has about 500 grams a day, maybe just under 500 grams a day. He, last time he was weighed about 2 weeks ago, he was spot on his right weight, 51.5 kilos. But he waves up and down a little bit. Right, here we go, a bit of water. And actually, I've just realised I've put in some of his tablets, but not all of them, so I need to put the other ones in. That one's finished. Let's see that one. I've put the anti-inflammatories in, but I forgot the painkillers. And that one's finished as well. Let's hope I've got some more. How many have I got in here? One, two, three. I've got a few packs left. That's good. Right, these are just little capsules. Okay. Just make sure that's mixed up a bit. Right then, big dog, are we hungry? Yeah. Good boy, you wait for me. I put it in, I use a, just wait, I have a stand, because Vance is such a big dog and it's not good for big dogs to eat off the floor. He has a stand which I place a bowl in. It's a metal sort of four-legged affair, and I'm being a bit cruel to him now because he's standing licking his lips waiting to eat. Go on then, Vance. Good boy. Well done. So there we go. Vance is eating now. And I suppose whilst I'm standing up, I ought to put shopping away. The remains of a packet of crisps there. I had no idea what crisps I was picking up, but thankfully got some that were edible, which is a start. what excitement have I got in here? I have... Ooh, yes, I think I've got some Doppelmayr potato. And what was the other thing? I can't remember. I got a steak. Replace a steak which I'm going to have to throw away, which I didn't use, and I've got no idea what the best before date on the thing is, but I am assuming that it was a little while ago. So that's a bit of a shame, because that wasn't cheap, but never mind, serves me right, I should have used it. What else have we got? We have yogurts. There we go. Activia, creamy, wonderfully lovely yogurts. Hopefully the cherry ones. There. Oh, go on, Bennett, it's all going to collapse and fall back on me. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Good boy, Vance. What else have we got? Bread there. Where's my beer gone? Beer's got to be in it. Ah, there's the beer. I had to get it. For some reason, they seem to have moved stuff around. So I ended up getting I think I got a bottle of Leff, which wasn't what I was intending to get, but Waitrose was closing and it was better to get something than nothing. So, I shall open said bottle of Leff in a moment. Fact, there is no time like the present. I will put away the rest of the shopping in just a moment. So audio boo and stuff. Oh, Gordon Bennett, right, sorry, I just put a light and it was very bright. Audio boo, what on earth am I trying to say about Audio Boo? It's sort of taken over my weekend. I've basically spent my weekend sleeping, eating, spending 30 minutes shopping, and booing. But I'm not sure I regret it. I think I have learnt an awful lot in this time. I have listened to some really great boos from people, some really brilliant recordings. Thoroughly enjoyed Omani Blog's walk around Cork. Sorry, I've distracted for a moment because I am unwinding the wire. Leff bottles are have cork in the top. So I was just slightly amused by the fact of talking about cork and taking a cork out of a bottle. Yeah, there we go. It's a silly thing in life, isn't it? Put a glass. Let's hope I don't get covered in beer when I do this. I have done that before. Just make sure I've got all the foil off and stuff. It's a bit like a sort of champagne affair. Sort of silver foil and wire cage. Come on, off you come. So very much enjoyed Omani Blog's ones. As I said earlier, I've been enjoying listening to some of the other VI people that I have discovered on Audio Boo. That's been really interesting, and had some very useful conversations with some people, which I think have a really positive impact on some things, some little challenges and things that I've been trying to find ways around, and people had ideas for doing things, and I think that's one of the things that Audio Boo is so brilliant for, is sharing knowledge in that way. And somehow the audio format seems to really suit that, doing that. Right, I'm going to try and open this thing now and hopefully not get covered in beer. Here we go. Unwinding wire cage. I'm always slightly scared when doing this. I have had corks come out and pop and whiz all over the place. It hasn't popped. I've taken the cage off. Right, here we go then. What is it? Twist the bottle, not the cork. I'm not sure I can twist anything, actually. That's in quite firmly. I needn't have worried too much. Let's go and get a thing, a tea cloth thingy. What's it? And I've completely forgot what I was talking about. Sorry, this is a really unexciting boo, isn't it? But I suppose the point of it was, I mean, booing, if booing is, I can use both listening and consuming and producing too much, but I don't regret it. It's been good. It's been a really interesting way to spend time. Right. I've given that a good twist now. I'm going to just get out the way of it. Kneel down, I think. Still can't get the thing out. Here we go. I don't know where the cork went. Right. I'm going to have a vast head on this beer. Let's stop pouring for a moment. I really have no clue at all where that cork went. I think it might have gone down the back of the table somewhere, but I think we maybe won't worry too much about that. But at least it didn't hit me or the dog. So that's a start. There we go. I wonder whether I got left blonde or left brown. I've got no idea. Right, so there we go. I shall stop talking to myself. Or talking to you, even. Dearest booers, keep on booing. basically, is the message of this, because I think we have a really good thing going on Audioboo. That's it, really. So I suppose the only thing left to say is cheers. I think I got the brown left. Wow. Brown one in a long, long time. Excellent. Good night.